Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Travelers of the World, Canto 1, The World's Tale, page number 95. Alone he moved, watched by the infinity, around him and the unknowable above. All could be seen that shuns the mortal eye. All could be known the mind has never grasped. All could be done no mortal will can dare. A limitless moment filled a limitless peace. In a profound existence beyond earth's. Parent or kin to our ideas and dreams. Where space is a vast experiment of the soul. In an immaterial substance linked to ours. In a deep oneness of all things that are, the universe of the unknown arose, a self-creation without end or pause, revealed the grandeurs of the infinity. It flung into the hazards of its play. A million moods, a myriad energies, the world shapes that are fancied of its truth. And the formulas of the freedom of its force. It poured into the ever-stable flux, a bacchic rapture and revel of ideas, a passion and motion of everlastingness. There rose, unborn in the unchanging surge, thoughts that abide in their deathless consequence. Worlds that immortal last through fallen mute. Acts that brought out from silence its dumb sense. Lines that convey the inexpressible. The eternal stillness saw its unmoved joy. His universal power at work display. In plots of pain and dramas of delight. The wonder and beauty of her will to be. All even pain was the soul's pleasure here. Here all experience was a single plan, the thousandfold expression of the One. All came at once into his single view. Nothing escaped his vast intuitive sight. Nothing drew near he could not feel as kin. He was one spirit with that immensity. Images in his supernal consciousness, embodying the unborn who never dies, the structured visions of the cosmic self, alive with the touch of being's eternity, looked at him like form-bound spiritual thoughts, figuring the movements of the ineffable, aspects of being dunned world outline forms, the open moving doors on things divine, became familiar to his hourly sight, the symbols of the spirit's reality, the living bodies of the bodiless, grew near to him his daily associates, the exhaustless seeings of the unsleeping mind, letterings of its contact with invisible, surrounded him with countless points, signs, the voices of thousand realms of life, missioned to him her mighty message, the heaven's hints that invade our earthly lives, the dire imaginations dreamed by hell, which if enacted and experienced here, our dulled capacity soon would cease to feel. Or our mortal frailty could not long endure, were set in their sublime proportions there, there lived out in their self-born atmosphere. They resumed their topless pitch and native power, their fortifying stress upon the soul, bit deep into the ground of consciousness, the passion and the purity of their extremes. The absoluteness of their single cry. and the sovereign sweetness or violent poetry of their beautiful or terrible delight.